Good Devach, Shavua Tov. First of all, a huge thank you to Rabbi Blumenthal, to Rabbi Brody, Rabbi Shaket, the BRS band, for inspiring us yet again this evening. Thank you so much. We'll soon begin to recite Slichos. We're not yet at Chatzos. We'll start as soon as we hit it, but I want to share a few thoughts. May Omekli be from the depth of my heart to you this evening. As we continue to make progress, as we continue to take steps further into this season, as I look around and see all of you here tonight, I can't help but be overwhelmed by emotion at the feeling simultaneously that there were moments in the last few months where it was unimaginable for us not to be together for the Yom HaNoraim. And then there were moments in the last few months in which it was unimaginable that we could pull this off. And so while so many of these seats are missing between the chairs, and there's so many who are watching from Zoom or unable to be with us this evening, there's so much that's missing and there's so much that's different. And yet, Baruch Hashem, at the same time, there's so much that yet remains familiar. And there's so much to be grateful for and to express the deepest, most profound gratitude to the Ribono Shel Olam, who though we're wearing masks and though we're sitting apart, Baruch Hashem, we are together. The Slichos tonight begin the Pizmon, B'motzaei Menucha, Kidamnucha Tchila. As the day of rest departs, B'motzaei Menucha, it's Motzei Shabbos. And we come before Hashem, Kidamnucha Tchila, the beginning of Slichos. It's launched not on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Thursday, but it's launched on a Motzei Shabbos. Slichos begin tonight. Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz says that we start Slichos on Motzei Shabbos because the Gemara tells us that anyone who recites Vayechulu on Shabbos is a shita for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you recite Vayechulu, if you testify and declare to God as the creator of the universe, then we become, in fact, His partners in creation. We start Slichos Motzei Shabbos because we have the status of partners. Coming out of Shabbos, we're shutfim. We're partners with Hashem. Who can close the door on a partner? Who locks out a partner? Who is not willing to at least hear out a partner? So B'motzaei Menucha, says Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz, we come to Hashem tonight as shutfim, as partners with Hashem. We're here with you to repair your world. We're partners with you to testify to creation. We want to partner with you to make the world a better place and to fulfill your vision and your dreams for this world. But the Shemin HaTov, Rav Weinberger Zatzal, explains a little differently. He says, Rav Bernard Weinberger, in the Shemin HaTov, you know why we begin Slichos B'motzaei Menucha? It doesn't say B'motzaei Shabbos. It says B'motzaei Menucha. You see, Shabbos is characterized by rest, by calm, by happiness, by joy. Everything is good. Close your eyes, rest. Sing Zmiros. Put your troubles away. Get a taste of Me'in Olam Haba, of the world to come. Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. It's a day of rest. It's a day of serenity. It's a day of peace. It's a day of tranquility. But my friends, what we're here to do tonight doesn't happen out of rest. And it's not stimulated from peace and tranquility. But rather, Slichos comes, says Rav Weinberger, the Shemin HaTov, B'motzaei Menucha. When we're willing to come out of our rest, when we're willing to be driven, to be awakened, to be aroused, to look in the mirror and to decide we're ashamed, we're embarrassed, we've made mistakes, we've come up short, we've underachieved, we've failed to be who we could and who we are meant to be. This is no longer a time for Menucha, it's the week of Rosh Hashanah. The countdown has begun to the Yom HaDin, to the day that we're going to be Mamlech Hashem. There's no more time and there's more and more place for Menucha. It's not a time to be at peace and at rest, to be tranquil and happy and serene. B'motzai Menucha. It's Motzei Shabbos. It's time to get to work. It's time to look in the mirror. It's time to look deep into our souls. It's time to tug on and waken our hearts. It's time to dream and aspire. It's time to climb and to reach. It's time to imagine and to see who we could be, the kind of week we could have, how we could walk into Rosh Hashanah. We have a whole week. A whole week to make it to Minyan every day. A whole week to make it earlier than we normally make it. A whole week to turn our phone to airplane mode. A whole week to daven with kavana. We have a week to make brachas before and after we eat. We have a week to stand still for the Asha Yatzar, to not take for granted the gift of our health. We have a week to start a new streak and gain momentum and never getting angry or losing our cool. We have a week to not be jealous or anxious of others. We have a week to not let a day go by without learning Torah. It's no longer the Yom HaMenucha. There's no more room or time to rest. It's B'motzaei Menucha. Slichos begins when we begin to adopt a mentality of Motzaei Menucha. I'm no longer happy being quiet and being still and being calm and being serene. It's not a Yom Menucha, it's B'motzaei Menucha. Wake up! Wake up, there's so much at stake, there's so much that matters. When we gathered for Slichos last year, none of us could have dreamt what Tav Shin Pei would have looked like in so many ways and for so many reasons. And who knows and who wants to dream of what the coming year might bring or pose or challenge. If we're going to stir the heavens, and if we're going to appeal to Hashem for His generosity, it's not going to come from a mentality and a demeanor. It's not going to come from an attitude of menucha. I just want calm and peace and rest. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't put us in this world to rest. He put us here to work, to wake up, to grow, to advance, to change, to repair, to atone, to improve, to aspire, to be who we could and who we're meant to be. I hope you didn't come tonight to say Slichos. Quoted one Belzer, B'Sachar Dov, who quoted another, the Beis Aaron, who points out that we don't say Slichos. If you were going to say Slichos, you might as well have gone to bed already. We're not here to say Slichos. You don't say them. We're here to be Mevakesh Slichos. We're here to scream them and to sing them. We're here to plead for them. We're here to ask for them. You don't say them. It's not a script. You don't recite it. You don't deposit it. It comes from the depths of our soul. It has to be genuine and authentic and real. It has to reflect B'motzaei Menucha. It has to reflect just how chaotic and uncertain our world is and how we don't know where it's going to go. L'shmo el arina ve'el atfila. Rina is Sason and Chedva. Rina reflects, Baruch Hashem, we're here, we're healthy, we're alive. There's so much to be grateful for. L'shmo el arina, we hear the Rina, the good and the blessings. V'yal ha'tfila, but the tfila is the shivron lev, it's the broken heart. Because with all that's here, there's so much missing. With all that's right, there's so much wrong. And with all that we know, there is so much that is yet so uncertain. So as we begin Slichos, I leave you with this. We shared it in our Smichas Chaver, grateful to Rav El Yada. The Baal Shem Tov asked Rav Wolf Kitzis to be the Baal Tokeya in his shul on Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's not a small thing to be tapped by the Baal Shem himself to be the Baal Tokeya, to blow shofar for him. And for a few months, not weeks or days, for a few months, the Baal Shem Tov taught Rav Wolf all the kavanas, everything he would need to think and concentrate on to open the gates of heaven with his tkios when he would blow the shofar. And as the holy day of Rosh Hashanah approached, Rav Wolf spent most of the day reviewing the kavanas. Tkiyah is this, and shvarim is that, and true is that. And in his mind, he reviewed with the Baal Shem had taught him for months, this is what I need to think about, and this is what I need to concentrate on, and this is what I need to focus in. But Rosh Hashanah came. And as Rav stands by the bima, he forgets all the kavanas. He goes, just freezes. His mind goes blank. He can't remember anything the Baal Shem told him. So when you're the Baal Shem Tov's Baal Tokeya, and you forget what you're supposed to be thinking, the kavanas you're supposed to have, he begins to shake. And he begins to cry, but he looks around and everybody's waiting. He can't delay, he can't buy any more time. So with a broken heart, he takes his shofar and he begins to blow. He begins to blow. And when he's done, saddened and terribly embarrassed, he returns to his seat and the Baal Shem Tov runs after him after davening and he says, Rav Wolf, tell me, what were the kavanas? What were you thinking? Because after all, the heavens shook from your tkios. The heavens rocked, they opened wide open. What were you thinking? Were you invoking all the kavanos I taught you? And Rav Wolf looked at his Rebbe, at the Heilige Baal Shem, and he said, I'll be honest, I forgot everything. I couldn't remember one kavana. And so all I could do was blow with a broken heart. And the Baal Shem Tov looked at his disciple and he told him, you see, in heaven there are two ways to open a door. You could open it with a key, or you could break it open with an axe. I gave you the key, I taught you the kavanas to open the door, but you shattered the door down with an axe. You don't need to replicate the master key. Sometimes you can just smash the door down. Tonight, my friends, we're here to knock the door down. Not in a whisper or a whimper, not with a menucha, a peace or a serenity of Shabbos, but to dig deep and think about these 6 months. People we lost and people who were sick, jobs that were lost and friendships that were broken, anxiousness and worry and uncertainty, so much of which still exists in our time, and to channel all of that, not to turn a key, but to smash down a door, to collectively combine our voices behind the Heilige Shimi. And though the slichos in so many ways, you look around this room and it looks so different than anything we've ever seen, at the same time, as soon as we begin, it will all be so familiar. So join me. L'shmoa al arina ve'al atfila. B'motzai menucha, to break out of the sense of menucha. To grab our axes, to grab our voices. To shatter down that door to Shemayim.